Andrew, there was a few shocks yesterday, and we can only really start with the big race itself, the one involving the Antipo's favourite, and who of course was beaten at 1-5 on. So what are your views on that particular race and the competition in general?
Well, there's a couple of trains beforehand. Didn't really have a liking for track one at Sheffield for whatever reason. It wasn't Jimmy Fenwick convention, that was another trainer. So maybe the doubt was there to start off with, but it did actually slightly stumble as it came out of the boxes. Couple of the first bend did make a ground up. So it did run well, but it has drawn track one again. Whether it will miss its break again remains to be seen next week. But other than that, the heat's more or less run according to form. Barry Draper probably had a good day. Pretty much all of them qualified what he entered. Tommy Oberon, who supports us every week, Greenwell Coleman very well. But yeah, it was probably a favourite day as a general year for the heats.
Looking at most of the heats, a lot of the outsiders went out, didn't they? Not all of them. I know you lost. I think was it Sanwood Woody
that tore up Chrysalis. So I think they're just debating where to send it for an operation. I think they've been in contact with what Jimmy Fenwick used. But I think he's on holiday at the moment, the vet. So I think that's the route that might be going down. So hopefully it makes a full recovery. I mean, it's certainly young enough to get plenty of time, and hopefully it'll come back right, all being well.
Yes, of course. And then looking forward to the semi-final draws. First semi-final.
It does. Burjab's got three in there. Elan Run impressed me, to be fair. I don't think I've seen it win from behind before. And that was the first time I've come from behind. It's a good heat. I mean, Greenwell Co., it took to the track very well. In its trial and in its race here. So I think it'll be quite a close betting market for the first semi-final. Between 1, 3 and 5, I think there'll be... I don't think much between any of them, I'll be honest. No. Similar sectionals, and there's not much between them at all. I think it's a very, very tricky semi-final, especially with only two going through as well.
Yes, of course. And obviously, Barry's all have sort of local knowledge, don't they? Whereas Coe's quite inexperienced.
Yeah, it's that and Bramble Tango, they both only had four races each. But Barry's obviously got track knowledge, they've graded here. I think they all started in around probably A4-ish. So they're progressing nicely. I think it's a very close semi-final, that one.
Yes, of course. And then into the second semi-final, and we've got Wiki Ned in one, who started at 1-5, and Droopy Supply, who beat him. Out in track five.
They've got the same traps again. And there's every chance that it could be the same result again. It all depends on working, and it's obviously the fastest dog in the competition by far, but it has to get things right to progress. I thought Amazing Peach run quite well as well for Colin Hanford. He looked to stay on well after trouble at the first two bends. So if there is any crowding, that might pick up a place, Amazing Peach, to be honest. But it'd be a good battle between 1 and 5 again. If one does it right, I think it'll go close to the clock. But it has to do it right.
Yes, yeah, and that he still only had, was two races in this country, and I think, was it one in Ireland?
That's right, one and then two at court, didn't it? Actually, one of our trainers rung up for it the following day to try and buy it, and it had already been sold.
Yeah.
We'll see. It'll probably odds on again for the semi-final, but I doubt it'll be 1-5 this time.
You've got a fairly close the third semi-final. Not very much between Droopy's Extra Good and Headford Tie, probably.
No, there's not, and even probably not so slow as well of Patrick Janssen's. At least not so slow, we'll get first run on them all, I would have thought. I mean, Ford have run quite well. It was only a, I say only, it's only a grader at Kingsley, but it it shows a nice early turn of foot.
Yes.
As well for that Aikens gift. But I think Trooper's extra good. Is capable of breaking 29 seconds, certainly after what I saw yesterday. So I would say Trooper's extra good and probably not so slow. Would be me two I would pick from that semi-final.
Yeah, and looking, obviously you've got three middles in there, or four middles in there, so
four middles, yeah.
Yeah.
Toddy Spunder has run from six before. Doesn't seem anything obvious as in a darting across the track on its line of form. So it might stay out there. So I'd obviously see that being a problem for his draw, but he's got to turn around form where Jupp was extra good. Which I'm not sure if it can do.
Yes.
Well, also, I mean, the heats were a good spectacle. I'm hoping the semi-finals will be the same as well. I'm looking forward to the semi-finals on Sunday.